The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It was a perfect season for the North Hall football team in 2025. The Trojans wrapped up their third ever undefeated season, going 10-0 in a year that was full of highlights.
Alex back, looking, waiting for somebody to open. He throws it right up the middle. Complete to Kemp. Kemp at the 45, the 30, the 25, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. North Hall, no yellow on the field. Ty Kemp from Alex Sleeman. One man in motion. Going to hand off to Carlton. He cuts up front. Down to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Trojan. Going to put Cable in motion. Sleeman has it. Got a pressure, throws it right over the middle, over the top, over the Carlton, out of the backfield. Got the first down, out of the sideline, 5. What do they say? Touchdown, Trojan.
Down.
See what they do. Sleeman's got it. Rolls back a little bit to his right, going with the screen over here to Dawson Gray. Gray across the 30, the 25, inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Dawson Gray, touchdown. Take it. Sleeman's back there, hands off a sweep to the far side. They're coming up there at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, 40, 45. He's out running. That's wide, Tumlin. The 45, the 30, the 20, 15, Tumlin all the way. A 98-yard touchdown score.
Are you kidding me?
Sleeman hands off to, no, he keeps it himself. Touchdown, walks in the end zone, untouched for a 2-yard touchdown. What? Alex Sleeman, second and 2. McGarvey across the 50, got the first down. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He got to outrun a guy. He does. Touchdown, North Hall. No laundry on the field. You got Ty Kemp on the near side. 4 wide outs. Sleeman back, looking, throwing for Kemp. Kemp over the top. Complete. Down inside the 10. Touchdown, Trojans.
Oh,
Sleeman to Allen. Allen across the 10. The 5 pushing. Down there. Touchdown, Trojans. Second down and 8. McGarvey stays in with Adams in the backfield with him. 3 wide outs all on the far side. Hand off to Adams. Adams across the 5. Touchdown, Trojan. 2 wide outs. Cable and Kemp with a handoff. No, he's rolling out to the far side looking. Oh, completed. Tipped off a guy.
Tipped it.
And right there was that Ty Kemp with the touchdown. Paul with the football comes back out of the timeouts. McGarvey, the left-hander, back to pass. Got a man open. Noah Kemp caught it into the 15. Sprints into the end zone for the touchdown. One man back there is Adams. They throw to the far side to Cable. Cable trying to get a score. Got away from a guy. Rocks into the end zone for the touchdown. Sleeman back to pass. Got time. Throws it. Threw it behind McCloskey. He ran and got it at the 20. 15 gets away. 10. 5. Touchdown, Jack McCloskey.
It's time to kick off the second season with the high school football state playoffs with North Hall as the Trojans play host to the Bulldogs of Mount Zion of Jonesboro. North Hall, the number 2 seed overall in the playoffs, while Mount Zion, the number 31 seed, coming in to the Brickyard at Lynn Cottrell Stadium. It's time to start the Love Street Cafe pregame show here on 97.5 Glory FM. It all starts now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, you heard the highlights from 2025, but that's a brand new season as 32 teams battle for the 2025 Class AAA State Football Championship. It all begins in Gainesville here at the Brickyard at North Hall as the Trojans take on Mount Zion along with Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here at our home here at North Hall as the Trojans looking to do something that they've never done, Joe, and that's go perfect 15-0. But it all begins tonight.
All begins tonight, Mike, in a huge game here. You're glad you're playing at home. You're playing against a team that you've never played before in Mount Zion, Jonesboro. Mount Zion, if you look at them on paper, Mike, they're 4-6. They've been shut out 4 times this year. So from that standpoint, you think North Hall's got a decisive edge. but they're athletic. And what we found out that they've got athletes kind of scattered out all over the field. They've got one all-region player, one second-team all-region player. So they're kind of talented in spots, but we have to wait and see how disciplined they are, because that comment came up also is, can you rattle them early? And like I was telling one of the North Hall folks, I said, I think if North Hall can come down and maybe hit a long pass early on and go down and maybe have the defensive backs pointing at each other, that'll really get them upset and maybe really bode well for North Hall.
Well, Harper, the one thing Coach Sean Pender will tell, as you'll hear in our upcoming interview with him, he says consistency is a key for to tonight's ball game, is that you will be consistent in every phase of the game and keep long drives going to really to upset and get this undisciplined team here maybe upset and maybe cause some mistakes for them.
All throughout the year, Mike, there have been moments that players have had where they've needed to do the right thing at the right time, whether it be in practice or in a game. I know there are a lot of guys that didn't sleep well last night on both sides, all throughout the state, the teams that are playing, and so there's a little bit of nerves. Just catch the ball and fall forward. Do the simple things that you used to do. Block your guy. Make sure your guy doesn't make the tackle. Once you get back in that mode where I'm just playing football, even though it's playing, and now you get the consistency, now you get the resiliency to be able to go, you know what, we had a penalty, but we're going to get through it just like we did throughout the course of the year. And those are the types of things that really make championship teams.
You want to try to avoid as much adversity as possible when you get to the state playoffs. Coming up next, as we count down to kickoff here on 97.5 Glory FM, we'll talk to Coach Sean Pender. That comes up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Welcome back to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. We're counting down to the kickoff of tonight's playoff game between North Hall and Mount Zion at Jonesboro. And joining me here is Coach Sean Pender of North Hall. Coach, first off, we can say congratulations for a great historic season. But now the second season starts and we start from scratch.
Oh, absolutely. That was the conversation we were preaching to our kids on Thursday morning. It was, hey, this is everyone is 0-0 right now, so congratulations what you've done in the past. But what you've done in the past is the past, and now we move forward to what we have to do in this part of the season. These are all one-game seasons, and everybody's record's the same.
So tell me about preparation, especially having the week off, the bye week between the last game of the regular season and the next game on Mount Zion.
Well, one thing we were hoping to do with the bye week is to try to get ourselves a little healthy, because we were pretty banged up right there at the end of the year. And for the most part, we were able to do that. Now we still, you know, we're still going to be without Mason McGill, which we were real hopeful that we would get him back. But, yeah, we're going to have to get past Mount Zion to have an opportunity to get Mason McGill back. And then, you know, we're still going to be without Ty. and we would have to, we'd have to be fortunate to make it to the third round to be able to have an opportunity to get him back. And, but, you know, it is what it is. The kids that we have that have been playing to step in for the ones that we've had injured have been doing a really good job. And, they've had some valuable experience now, and they're going to be ready to play the game versus Mount Zion.
The North Hall with a perfect season this year, but the question is, how much better can the team get right now going into the playoffs?
Right now it's about staying fresh and healthy, if you stay fresh and healthy and just keep working on the fundamentals that we have day in and day out, keep working on that, still continue to play for each other, just play hard as we can, and remember all the hard work it took to get to the point that we are at right now, because a lot of teams, when they get to this point in the grind going on, it takes a special, you deal with different types of adversity. It takes a special grit that you have to you to continue to play at a high level and to keep improving, and you have to do that if you want to advance.
One of the special things about the perfect season is that now you pay the dividends. You get a chance to play at home in the entire state run until the state championship, and that's got to be an advantage playing at home.
Well, absolutely. Anytime, the atmosphere that we have here at the Brickyard is fantastic. We have great fans and great support here the entire year, whether we're on the road or in the Brickyard. But playing in the Brickyard is a special place. It's a great atmosphere. I do like being able to be at home, and hopefully we can take advantage of this.
So, do seedings mean anything to you? Mount Zion comes in as the number 31 seed, 4-6, number 4 in the region, but what kind of football team do they have?
No, they're very athletic, and they got size, and so they got speed on the back end. Their quarterback is the type of kid that can run around and make plays, and he can throw the ball 65 yards in the air on a dime. So he's someone to watch out for. And then they have a receiver that can go get it. They have speed on the back end that's going to be difficult for us to match, so we got to make sure we play really good fundamentals and understand what we're trying to do. And then in the front, they got some size. They got big boys. We're going to have to be able to sustain blocks, and we have to get after them, and again, use our fundamentals to our advantage and play the type of football that we know how to play. We can't get caught up in playing a different style of football. I think if we do the things that we're capable of doing and doing what we do well, that we're going to be in a good opportunity. And if we don't do that stuff, this team is athletic enough to take advantage and do things. But right now, like we talked about earlier in the broadcast, right now it doesn't matter what their record is. It doesn't matter what our record was. It's over now. The only thing is we get to play at home, because our record was better and our seating was higher, and now it is an opportunity for our kids to showcase in front of the home field what we are able to do, and we got to make sure that we execute to our potential.
I'm sure you've got a lot of chance to scout them over the last 2 weeks, knowing you're going to play Mount Zion tonight. So the question is, what do the other teams do to beat them this season? Those six losses.
Just being consistent. The biggest thing that teams were able to do against them was the teams that beat them were consistent. Now, some of their losses they lost to the region champs by 2 points, and they were beating the region champs. They had Stevens by 14 points at 1 point in the game. So that shows you their athleticism and how they can do and how they're able to compete. And then some of the other games they lost, they barely lost. That region was really interesting because it had a three-way tie for first. So those teams that were in that three-way tie for first ended up being 1, 2, and 3. And then Mount Zion ended up being the number 4 in that region. So that's kind of how that played out, where that region had a lot of people that were all really close together. And and when you play that before, I've been the number 1 seed team before and lost to the number 4 team. So that was, that's something that sticks in my head, and I'm not going to put any stock in the fact that they're number 4.
All right, so final thing, let's talk about the weapons that we have at North Hall, because it's been a special team with as many seniors that you've got
and the offense being able to score so many points this year, can they keep up with the weapons that we've got?
You know, well, they got weapons of their own. It's not a question of whether they can keep up with us or not. It's whether we execute or not. I can't sit there and talk to you about what they have. I can only talk to you about what we have.
Sure.
And knowing what our team is. And I like our kids. I like the way our kids play. I like how they work. I think they show throughout the season that different kids will make good plays in different situations. And, we just got to hold true to that. So, you know, speaking on behalf of our kids, I'm excited for our kids' opportunity to once again go out and showcase the things that they can do well.
Well, talk about it. We got the number one quarterback in the state in all classification and the job that Alex Lehman's done. And then we got to get a running game going in that also.
Oh, absolutely. It's very important in the playoffs to establish a good run game. And, you know, when you look, I mean, we've been doing running back by committee. And you look at people, we all know what Parker Carlton is capable of and how he can run. But then look at the emergence of Justin Allen and the things that he has done and the power running that he's been able to do throughout the year. And then you have, you know, another weapon in our run game, you know, with Wyatt Tumlin, you know, and he was able at times throughout the year to spark really good plays here and there. And then, of course, you know, Smith McGarvey, who we're using now more like a Swiss Army knife. He'll play receiver. He'll line up at quarterback some, and he'll line up in the backfield. He's capable of doing really good things with the ball in his hand as well.
All right. Let's see what we can do tonight. It's North Hall and Mount Zion. We got much more for you. Countdown to kickoff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow, Long Street Cafe, you...
Put the home in cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5, Glory FM.
And we're back here counting down to the kickoff of North Hall and Mount Zion. North Hall, again, the number two overall seed. They'll play all of their home games as long as they win through the semifinals of the state tournament. Then they'd be on the road in Atlanta for the state championship coming up on December 17th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford, the entire team here. Back in our studios producing game as always is our producer. What a great job he always does, Nathan Laddie. And guys, time now for starting lineup, Joe.
All right, I'll try to do the best I can. I'm going to give you Mount Zion's first mic that I have. I know the offensive line is going to be number 54, Kendrick Stevens, 55, Darrell Martin, 77, Inman Bankhead, 52, Cameron Ellis, and 53, Christopher Martinez. The quarterback's going to be Kai Mitchell, number 7. Running backs are going to be Deshaun Yancey, number 11, or Jason Woodward, Woodard, number 12, Derek Simulton, number 21, or 0, Mikel Walker. One of the receivers is Jordan Fabian. Also started for number 2, Jaquan Ridley. Jaden Smith, number 3. Raymond Terry, number 4. Kamari Atkins, number 5. Jalen Moses, number 8. Arthur Holt, the 4th, number 9. Ethan Groves, 13. Javonte Barnes, 14. Jameer Sanders is 16. The kicker is Baban Salah, or Salih. For North Hall, defensively, will be Jacob Wright on the defensive end, number 60, along with Robbie Lee. He's going to see how much he can go. He wears number 50. Defensive tackles, Hanan Portillo, number 0, and number 95, Dawson Reed. Linebackers, 44, Dalton Hulsey. Number 12, Parker Carlton. 28, Buddy Clark. Cornerbacks, 17, Walker Davis, and 14, Wade Haynes. Connor Harwood's a safety, number 5, along with Cole Linleaf, number 4. On the offensive side of the football for the Trojans, the offensive line, tackles, 58, Wake Porter, and 73, Cade Hawthorne. The guards are 77, Eli Hamm, and 71, Henry Weaver. The center tonight is number 74, Levi Trulove. Wide receivers will be number 1, Cole Cable, number 25, Jack McCloskey, and then number 8, Smith McGarvey. Number 88, Dawson Gray will be the tight end. Quarterback will be number 7, Alex Sleeman. Running backs will be Parker Carl, number 12, and number 23, Justin Allen. The kicker will be Walker Vining in tonight's game. Michael?
And one thing for you, Joe, Walker Vining may play at a wide receiver spot, according to how Cole Cable is doing tonight, and he's a game-time decision, according to Coach Penry told me earlier.
Correct. Captains for North Hall, we've got Parker Carlton, Justin Allen, Buddy Clark, and 44 is going to be Dalton Hulsey. For Mount Zion, you got number 2, Jaquan Ridley, Kamari Atkins, number 5, and number 53, Christopher Martinez.
All right, referee Aaron Clanton, the man in the white hat tonight, brings him out in the middle of the field. Umpire is going to be Ron Hillsman. Line judge, Jason Rope. Field judge is Ricky White. Linesman is Caroline Kaplinger. Side judge, Bert Sinan. Back judge, Michael Bailey. On the electric clock is Brian Fortson. The play clock is Lee Nelms. Chain crew tonight. Yeah, guys, we got officials on the chains. Kirk Christensen, Ryan Springer, and Lorenzo Poole are out of the Northeast Georgia officials.
Which, that's the Athens area, if anybody was guessing on that. The spotlight goes down on the middle. Here's Gary.
We're making it to the GHSA state playoffs. Congratulations for being here on a successful season. Okay, congratulations on being accepted to be captains for tonight's contest. Okay, your job is important. Okay, make sure sportsmanship is being held on this field by your teammates. That is your job, to help us so we do not have to throw any unsportsmanlike penalties. Okay, please do not talk across the line unless it's positive. Okay, if you hear your teammates talking negatively, have them be quiet. Okay, Kamari is the visiting team captain. He is speaking. He is going to call the toss. This is our heads for our coin. This is our tails. This is our heads. This is our tails. Kamari, what are you calling?
Two.
He is calling tail. It's going to hit the ground, gentlemen. It is tails. Won the toss, you want to? Okay. They have won the
All right. Like Kamari Atkins called it for the Bulldogs out of Mount Zion Jonesboro, and he won the toss. He called tails, and tails it is. They're going to defer to the second half, which I don't think it much bothers North Hall, because if they win the toss, they want the ball anyway. So there you go.
That's coming up next, a kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. It's the opening round of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs.
Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Longstreet Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
the Georgia High School Association, and 97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management, and by Long Street Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
It is round number one of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs. North Hall at home, all the way, hopefully, to a state championship. They start things off with Mount Zion of Jonesboro. Stepping in to bring you the play-by-play, get the picture. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture, folks. Mount Zion will have on white tops with red numbers, black pants, and black headgear. North Hall will have the dark green tops on, black helmets, and white bottoms tonight, Harper, with big white numbers that I'll be able to read, which is a blessing for me way up here in the booth. And ought to have a pretty good game to start out with. North Hall, I think, wanted to be on offense first to see what they could do here early.
Yeah, I think their size and speed is a challenge to anybody in AAA. And I think they want it. Yeah, they're ready to go. I mean, I'm just watching them warm up and everything that was a part of the pregame and even right now. They're patient, but they're also anticipatory. We wish them well. Should be a good game. And we'll look forward to the first round of the playoffs here with you, Joe, Mike, and obviously with Gary down on the field.
And the big thing, too, guys, having the bye week last week, we'll see how it affects everybody playing tonight.
Yeah. Gary, you're down there in the midst of it. They're having to wait. The White House waiting to let all the fog clear off down there.
Let's talk about the North Hall offense while we got a second. You know, you got Alex Schliemann, who's 177 yards away from 3,000 yards passing. Cable and Kemp have combined for 1,750 yards receiving. And the running back core of Carlton, Allen, Tumlin, and McGarvey, 1,639 yards. Plus, on defense, they have three shutouts and single digits five times. Wow. They've only punted. North Hall has punted eight times this whole season.
That's amazing,
amazing,
right there.
Baban Salih will be the kicker. Where's number 10 for the Bulldogs? Like kind of pooch kick. Tried to do an onside when he's going to come down. North Hall is going to grab it and fall on it around the 34. I think he might have done that on purpose or he just missed it totally because he hit it. He hit in the ground, took a big high pop-up, and finally came down. One of the upbacks looked like number two. Noah Kemp took it down there around the 34. McCloskey, okay.
Yeah, Jake McCloskey who's on the receiving team, did probably the smartest thing. Ball's bouncing around, and instead of letting it fall and bounce at his feet and go every which way, he took it, and they'll get it at the 34-yard line to start the game.
That good. Green fog is still over there.
It's laying there. There's no wind moving tonight. The flag is limp as it can be.
And it smells like gunpowder.
Yeah, exactly. Two wideouts near side for the Trojans. Two backs. It's going to be Carlton and Allen on either side of Alex Schliemann. Alex takes it, hands off to Parker. Parker trying to fight through the line. Didn't get much at all. Maybe a quarter of a yard, if at all. Tried to go off behind Weaver and Hawthorne. Darryl Martin in on the stop for Mount Zion. First play of the game. Mike talked about it earlier, Gary. I think North Hall might want to just play ball control tonight.
Yeah, well, they can do it. They can do it either way. They can get you through the air. They can take it on the ground.
Four wideouts this time. Some of the defensive backs from Mount Zion are kind of, I don't want to say confused, but they're moving around a lot out there. Four backs. Throwing on the far side. Complete over on the far side to McGarvey. McGarvey gets the first down to about the 40. Nope, going to be a yard short at the 43. So he got nine and got forced out of bounds over there on the far side. Avery Roberson with the push out on the far side.
You mentioned that, Joe. You're going to see McGarvey probably playing a lot at the receiver position. Jack McCloskey probably may even see Noah Kemp out there.
Yeah. I think you might see that a lot with Ty Kemp out. But I tell you what, Smith has been used everywhere. As Coach said, and I said earlier, Smith is a Swiss Army knife. They go right up the middle and get the first down, got a big five-yard push right across the 45 up to the 49. And that was going to be White tumbling with that carry. He gets the first down to the 49-yard line. And, Gary, I believe it's the first time we've got a young lady, Arthur Holt, on the tackle. Young lady actually is a head lineman on the North Hall side this
year. Yeah, I think it's the first time we've had a woman on the field. Of course, we've had them up in the booth keeping the clock, but this may be a first for us. A
lot more ladies getting involved in refereeing in all sports now, but football is still one of those they're getting into, and I'm like glad to see it myself.
Caroline Kaplinger is her name.
First down and 10 for the Trojan. Cable in motion. Oh, there's going to be a little something. I don't know if it's offsides or a procedure penalty on the Trojans. Let's wait and see. It's going to be a legal procedure on the Trojans, and it will back them up 5 yards to the 30 to the 44. Excuse me, the first and 15. North Hall does not want to have a lot of mistakes. They would like to just take it and keep grinding it and grinding it here. 10:49 left here in the first quarter. North Hall with the ball. They received the first kickoff of the evening. Sleeman back, claps his hand. Carlton's back there. He rolls to this side, throws it sidearm, throws it over the head of Cole Cable. He was the intended receiver and threw it over his head. It's going to be second down and 15 now for the Trojans.
Might have lost him in the fog.
He might have.
Yeah,
it's still kind of settled
out there. Yeah.
Well, Schliemann let go of the ball well before the break was made, and he's the first guy who kind of pats himself where his heart is and says, that was my mistake right there. A little bit of nerves.
Well, it's good to see Cole Cable in the game.
Yeah, Cole's out there running around. He's got his – can't miss him. It's hard to miss him with those lime green cleats he's got on. Now, defensively for Mount Zion, they come up high, tight on the receivers at the line of scrimmage. North Hall had four, and we've got another flag. And let's see what we've got. It's going to be offsides on Mount Zion, so they'll get the five back. It'll be second down and 10.
Speaking of Cable, he needs 32 yards in receiving to become the first player in school history with 2,000 receiving yards for career, 69 yards to become the first 1,000-yard receiver in school.
Well, and I was doing some research last night, too, North Hall, and we'll talk about their defense here in a few minutes, but, you know, McGarvey's got he's got a passing TD, three receiving TDs, and I think five TDs rushing this year. So.
Well, you described him well. He can do it all. He's the utility man.
What's Blitz? Land coming on. Yep, Blitz came up there. They got it over to Carlton. Carlton with a big run. 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline. Knocked out of bounds at the 25.
Just a little middle screen. And he took it.
Mount Zion ends up bringing Arthur Holt, number 9, from the outside at the snap of the ball. Boy, did he get in the backfield in a hurry. And basically just a great completion there. A well-called screen pass off to the left side, and no one was able to get Parker Carlton. He ends up picking up about 25 yards on that one.
Jordan Fabian
gets it to the 27-yard line.
6 foot junior, 165 pounds, may have been the guy that shoved him out.
Alex did a nice job, Gary, that time getting rid of him as quick as he did because that defensive end was coming on him in a hurry. First down and 10, ball's inside the 30 around the 27. Going to hand off to Allen. Allen only going to get maybe a quarter of a yard, if that much. Going to mark it at the 27, so no gain on it.
Well, if Cole gets 37 yards tonight, guys, he breaks his own single-season receiving school record of 967.
And Mount Zion has been shut out four times this year, and you know North Hall's defense, as we talk more about when they get on the defensive side, we'd like to do that this week. Sleeman backs the pass. He's got a man trying to break open. Abro rolls off to the far side. Now he's going to run the ball. He gets the first down, runs out of bounds inside the 15.
Well, Sleeman doesn't run it very often, but he did have 72 yards on the ground coming in. And that time, he didn't have anybody open, so he just tucked it and took off of the sidelines, decided he'd just get the first down himself.
He went to the far side and got the first down inside the 15, down right around the 18-yard line. Will be first down and 10 for the Trojans. Got 13-yard pickup. Oh, they're on the 13, excuse me. Thank you, Harper. First down for the Trojans. I smell some of that gunpowder up here now as it drifts slowly across the field. Sleeman with the ball. Lotho to the near side, trying to go to Cable on a little inside screen, and number 3 was able to come up and cover him right there. That was Jaden Smith.
I tell you, Joe Jaquan Ridley, number 2. 5'7", 160-pound junior. If he'd have been like a half a step or maybe a step and a half to the right, that looked like a pick.
Yeah.
That was a dangerous pass.
If he'd have been in front there, he might have picked that one up for sure. 9:40 left in the quarter. North Hall second down at 10 to 13. Alex takes it. Looks downfield, throws it across. Got a man, Smith, McGarvey Smith, for the touchdown. Caught it around the three. Got away from one guy and was able to stretch across the end zone and get the score for the Trojans. 9:33 in the quarter, and North Hall leads it 6-0. Nice little three-minute drive, two-and-a-half-minute drive.
Yeah, 12-yard touchdown pass to McGarvey.
And a drive that went 64 yards on eight plays. He had 2 minutes, 27 seconds off the clock.
Walker Vining in to attempt the extra point. Smith and Garvey will hold. Dalton Hulsey on one side, Justin Allen on the other side as far as the inside blockers in case somebody wants to come in there in a hurry. Snap from Dawson Gray is good. The kick is up on top of the old field house, and it is good. 7-0 Trojans with 9:33 in the first.
North Hall going left to right here in the first quarter of play. We're back in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net. Follow at Official GHSA on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Kickoff to Mount Zion comes down to Fabian Jordan. He gets it around the 13 and brings it out to the 32-yard line is where they'll mark it at. It'll be first down and 10.
I think he just fell down, Joe.
Yeah.
Looked like his feet slipped out from under him.
I'm really loud.
Joe, did you move your microphone?
Nope.
We lost you.
Everything's the same. I
haven't done it. Well, this is North Hall.
Yeah.
All right, so let me give you my headset, then we've got to change. There you go. Let's grab yours.
All right, musical chairs, everybody. Make do with the best you can, right, Joe?
Musical headphones, and Mount Zion has the football at the 36-yard line. Kai Mitchell in the shotgun, hands off to one of his running backs, gets around 2 or 3 yards, coming over to the near side. That's going to be Deshaun Yancey. He gets 2 yards up to about the 38, the second down and 8.
I think that was Hainan Patil at the bottom of that pile, a 5'11", 210-pound sophomore. Wears number 0. I've always said you got to have a lot of confidence to wear a number 0.
Yep. Now, second down, 8 yards to go, 4. Mount Zion. Kai Mitchell back to throw it. Throws it right in the middle. Intercepted by Buddy Clark at the 45. Down to the 43 and tackled by number 0, Mikel Walker. Buddy Clark threw it right there in the middle. And Buddy just reached up there with his hands and grabbed it and brought it down around the 48 and gets back to the 42.
Boy, that's little, go ahead, Gary.
He did a little pirouette, Harper, when he grabbed that in the turn and went upfield.
Nice.
Well thrown football. Man, there was some zip on that thing. And Buddy got right in the lane where you're trying to go with a post route down the middle of the field. And that's what we talked about earlier in the game when Mike was saying, you know, you got to be able to do something that brings the discipline and tests it for the opponent. And getting an interception early with 8 minutes and 45 seconds left to go here in the first is certainly a step in the right direction for North.
And a short field for him right here. You got 4 wideouts. Alex Lehman back, short man is Allen. Allen gets the screen right in the middle with the 35, down to the 33, pulls away from a guy, down inside the 28, down to the 27, and a flag coming from the back judge for some reason.
That's going to be a face mask.
I think I saw a face mask.
Okay,
Harper.
All right.
I think I saw Allen's head just kind of whip around to the side.
Gotcha.
Well, it was a great individual effort, wasn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
he kind of sidestepped 2 or 3 guys, and yeah, we're going to have a personal foul on top of that 14-yard pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Now go half the distance.
Side judge had it, and the back judge had it as his head came wheeling around there. So a nice pickup and a nice job by Justin Allen. got the first down easily. And
it would have been a perfect throw, except one of the officials threw the beanbag instead of his flag.
Yep.
So other than that, it was excellent.
The face mac will tack on there to it, Gary, and they'll launch them on down inside the 15, down to where?
Well, we've talked about how high-powered this North Hall offense is. They've scored 35 points or more every game this season.
Down to the 13, the first down and 10 for the Trojans. 8:34 in the quarter. Clock turns. Not one man in the backfield. That's Big White tumbling. You flip-flop sides. Four receivers. One man coming on. They throw it over the backfield. The tumbling. Inside the 10. Down to the 5. Bounces off a guy. Down to the 3. Finally gets wrestled down and pushed out of bounds as they stack him up. About four white jerseys out there had to knock him down finally.
He stayed in bounds, but they fought all the way down to like maybe the 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where they spot it.
The first and goal either way for the Trojans. But I tell you what, nice job. Those little short passes are doing a good
job.
Well,
he looked like he was skiing moguls, going from the left to the right to the left to the right, just trying to finally find a little bit of a gap from the 6-yard line. And he gets it down just inside the 3. So great individual effort. While everybody's still fresh right now, boy, later on in the game when guys get tired, that is going to be a big game changer there for the North Hall.
One wide out, handoff to Tumbling, touchdown.
Oh, they let him take it in. He got it right. They just let him take it on in.
Tumbling was on the right side of Alex. He kind of crisscrossed him right there, Gary, and went right behind Big Eli Ham and Levi Trulove and shot in the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, that's his 6th touchdown of the year. He's getting close to 500 yards rushing, guys.
You know, when he went down early in the year in second game two, these other three guys stepped up and really filled in that role, and White's come back with a vengeance the last 3 or 4 games and really played well for the Trojans. 7:56, extra point attempt by Walker Vining is up, and it is good. 14-0 Trojans with 7:56 left in the
first. And we're back on more than 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at North Hall High School at the Brickyard. North Hall leads at 14-0. Walker Vining will kick off again. Good high kick will come down over here to number 1, Jordan Fabian. He brings it down. Oh, he got grabbed by the shirt and pulled down for 21. Wow.
Wow,
nice tackle.
He just got toward the touchdown. Wyatt Tumlin on the kick coverage team.
Yep, number 32, John Millar, came in there and grabbed him by the shirt, yanked him down at the 21, or he might have got off and got another 8 or 10 yards there. Good job by John. They'll mark it to 32-yard line, they'll say.
And Jordan Fabian's a big, tall, strong, fast kid, and he just went down so quickly.
Yep.
That would be Millar does a great job of keeping Fabian from getting anything after that 21-yard return.
Yeah, Fabian's and a couple of the Jonesboro guys got those padded helmets.
Yep, they put the secure stuff on there. Running back gets the ball right there. He's got one of those padded over his helmets, and he goes down quickly. Number 11, Deshaun Yancey, tries running in the middle, but the defensive line for North Hall just stacks him up for no gain.
Guys, updating the Long Street Cafe scoreboard down at Flying Branch. Both teams score their first possession. Ware County and Flying Branch tied at 7 in the first round of the Class Quad A state playoffs.
Go Falcons. Second down. 10 yards to go, maybe a tad over 10, and everybody jumps off right there. Don't know if the offense moved early. Going to be illegal procedure. It's what the far side judge has. Yeah, they're doing illegal procedure.
They tried to do the old Dallas Cowboy with stand up and then go back down, and they stood up and went back. You can't do that. That's not good.
they would lose their balance like I would if I tried to do that. That's what you're saying.
And there are a lot of folks that say, I used to love the Dallas Cowboys because of that. But then there's some Steeler fans that say, no, we don't like it either.
That was a big robbery back in the day.
It sure was.
I just lose my balance standing around these
days. I hear you, brother.
You know, Mount Zion, they're going to have to get things in gear if they're going to compete with Norwell Hall tonight. They only score about 9.5 points a game, and they're already going backwards.
Second 15, ball is spotted on about the 17-yard line. Now everybody, the offensive line, everybody looks over to the sideline to get the play from the coaches. Now they get back in it. Kai Mitchell, the quarterback, with number 11, Yancey. And now we've got another flag.
Delay game.
There might be a delay game, illegal procedure again on the offense. That's two in a row. It backs them up. It's going to be second and 20 now.
The head coach of Mount Zion is Willie James Binyard. Did not have the opportunity to talk with him this week. They lost their last three games of the regular season. They finished number four in their region.
They'll bring it back out. Second down and 20. Ball now is on about the 12-yard line. Kyle with four wide outs in the back. The back's in the block. The throw on the far side complete, but he only got to the 15. He threw it, and the receiver on that far side, number 13, Groves, had to fall down as he caught it.
Yeah, the pass was just errant enough to where he had to leave his feet. If he keeps them, he's got a little bit of space. Probably could have got up to the 20, but instead just barely gets a couple yards there, and now it's definitely third and
17.
And quite a ways to go.
Third 17, 6:28 in the quarter. North Hall leads it by two scores. Four wide outs, one running back. Yancey to his right. Quarterback Mitchell back to pass. Scrambles around. Now he'll run. He gets out of the pack to the 20. Now they close in on him. He's going to the 25, the 30, the 35, and runs out of bounds. He gets the first down and the flag.
Late flag.
Yep.
It could be a hold. And Jalen Moses, number 8.
One of the coaches for North Hall is saying it's going against Mount Zion.
Well, Parker Carlton finally corralled it, but that was a pretty good individual effort that time.
Yeah, he had to run for his life down there, didn't he?
Yeah.
But Harper called it there. It'll be coming back.
Well, he did get the first. Great effort. Gosh, good speed. Way to move some things, but everybody's coming back now.
They are all walking back in their... waiting on the white hat. White hat's got to go out and get more information, or he's walking to the center of the field to tell us what's happening.
The big question is, where did the penalty take place? It'd be 10 yards.
They're spotting it at the 34, which would be a first down, but they're going to back it up from there, so they'll take the penalty. It'll be third down and still be about 9, it looks like, Harper, from up here.
Yeah. Penalty occurred just inside where they needed to get the first down, so...
Mm-hmm. It happened around the 34, back at the 23.
The good news is it's not fourth down. I thought the official put his fourth finger up, but he did not, so they still have one more chance here. Three penalties now in three plays here for Mount Zion.
Third down, 9. Back to passes Mitchell. Mitchell, Dalton Hussey coming on. He launches one. It's going to be over everybody's head. He threw that one about 40 yards, and that was only about 38 yards out there, so his incomplete will be fourth down for the Bulldogs.
So two positions, they've had an interception, and now they go three and out. And North Hall should have good field position once again.
Left-footed kicker, Baban Salih, or Salah, S-A-L-I-H, will be punting. He's a left-footer. Let's see how they do it back deep. Looks to be number, is that four? Yeah, number four back, Cole Linleaf, back to catch it for the Trojan. And there's a snap, good one. And they come in, try and block it, and they miss it barely. It's a pop-up. They're telling everybody to get away from it. It takes not a little mile sign bounce, but it's only going to roll inside the 50 to about the 48-yard line. So not a huge one from the 24. It's going to be, was that 26 and 2, 28-yard punt? I do believe, and North Hall will have it with 5:48 left here in the first, looking to add.
That was pure pressure bothering the punter that time. He came within an eyelash of blocking that thing.
Had two guys running up in there, and he's like, oh, my goodness, and hit a pop-up.
North Hall leading 14-0 starting their third drive.
Schliemann in the backfield. Here's your quarterback. The receivers are in tight this time. McGarvey's in kind of a slot. Cole Cable's the receiver on the near side, almost at a tight end. McGarvey in motion. Schliemann going to take it himself across the 50 and knock down around the 47-yard line of Mount Zion. Avery Robeson again in on the tackle.
Joe, I'll get Nathan to check me here, but I got Nathan in the first quarter, Peach County 14, Cherokee Bluffs 7.
Go Bears.
You know, Schliemann, as I said, haven't run it a lot, so maybe the Bulldogs are not prepared for that.
Maybe. Second down and about four for the Trojan. Cable in motion. Going to pitch it out far side to Tumlin. Tumlin across the 45, the 40. And, oh, he's still in bounds. He got turned around. He's 30, 25, and finally slung down. He got spun around on the far side over there, Harper, and kept his balance and got down inside the 30.
He did another pirouette. We've seen those, Gary. Great job of just keeping his balance, and where one guy lets him go, he's able to stay on his feet. Darryl Martin, number 55, ends up tackling him at the 26-yard line. 20-yard pickup.
Down at the 26, as Harper said, McCloskey out on the far side. You've got Gray splitting out wide with Cable. One guy in a slot, that's Justin Allen. Schliemann, empty set, takes it, flips it over to McGarvey. McGarvey trying to get around the end over here. He does, 25. Oh, he got tripped up by number two and gets down to the 23. Number two, Jaquan Ridley, tripped him up right there, Gary, or he might have had a few more yards.
All 5'7", 160 pounds of Jaquan Ridley. But the Norhall offense is just clicking right now. They're just nothing fancy.
And, Mike, they're running a little bit of everything. It's not like they're focused on one thing.
Well, we mentioned the athleticism of Mount Zion. How about the athleticism of Smith McGarvey?
Oh, yeah. Now we've got a timeout call by Mount Zion.
We'll take it with them. The North Hall leading 14-0 in the first quarter. We got more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at the Brickyard, 4:21 left in the first quarter. North Hall leads at 14-0, and they have the football. They are at the Mount Zion 23-yard line. Second down, about 7 yards to go for the Trojans. Allen in the backfield on the right side is Alex Schliemann. Cole Cable in motion, looking the pass. Alex throws it over the top, wide open. Dawson Gray end zone. Wow. Somebody lost somebody, fellas, because Dawson Gray was open by 10 yards.
Oh, there was nobody around for 20 yards,
no,
Joe.
Wow.
He was so alone, he was riding home to his mama.
Wow. He was standing there and had his back to the end down there. He's like, hey, I'm open. And Alex saw him, and boom, hit him 20-0.
That looked like a drill. Looked like, let me just throw you the pass for the touchdown. I mean, nobody was around. What, you talk about a breakdown.
That looks like a catch I would have made back in the third grade there.
Boy, if you didn't make that catch, don't come back in the huddle.
Exactly.
Well done, and good job for Alex Schliemann to be patient enough. He was going to throw to a receiver a little bit closer as the PAT goes up and in.
Walker Vining good, 21-0 Trojans.
And back more here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
This time it's kicked to the other side of the field. Return out there, number 11, got it. Our 21, Derek Simulton, and he caught it. It bounced off his chest there, guys, at about the 15. Brings it back out to about the 22, 23-yard line before being brought down. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs of Mount Zion right there.
John Millar, who's a little bit of a headhunter on those kick coverage teams, came down and grabbed him around the shoes and just flipped him down.
Millar's one who got that one a while ago. He's the man on special teams right now.
Well, Tumlin plays on special teams sometimes, too, isn't
he? He does. Now,
they all just like to play. These kids just like to play football.
You got 1, 2, 3 wideouts on the far side for Mount Zion, one on the near side, empty set for Kai Mitchell, the quarterback. One guy in a slot. And somebody moved.
Yep.
And the linesman headlines on this side, they're going to say offsides on North Hall. If it is, it would have to be on number 60, Jacob Wright, I would think, on that far side. Jacob kind of flinched over there, and he must have went off just enough to be first down and 5 now. First penalty, I think. Isn't that right, Mike?
Second
on North Hall?
Well, the left guard, Shanid Robinson, ended up getting up and twisting. You're not allowed to do that. He was in a three-point stance. So, interesting call, but ends up going against North Hall and first and 5.
Mitchell throws a little screen on to the far side. Man catches it. That's number 12, 13. Ethan Groves caught it and got the first down. Got about 6 yards. It'll be out to the 33, 34-yard line. Be a first down there. First down of the night.
Yeah,
are they going to measure it?
Wow.
No. All right. Now they're doing it.
Not at all.
We spent a lot of time on this end of the field, boys.
Yes, we have.
That is a thing of the dodo bird past, isn't it?
Nathan did update me on the – excuse me, guys. He did update me on that Cherokee Bluff score down in Fort Valley. It's 27-3, Peach County on top of Cherokee Bluff.
First down and 10, balls at the 33-yard line, almost a 34. Kai Mitchell going to run it on the far side, trying to cut it inside. He does, but he's knocked down after about a 5, maybe 6-yard gain out to the 40-yard line. So give him – 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry. Mitchell, they might have found something now and decided to run it a little bit there. Harper and got Kai went over that far side behind Ellis and Martinez.
Yeah, they're a run 7. First, run second team, and he gets it out to the 40. He got a real good spot. I thought he was at the 39, but as soon as he had that ball, he kind of gave a little shoulder fake and then lowered his shoulders down to look almost exactly like he was just trying to find a spot in between his guard, his tackle, maybe the tight end over there. You know, just really attacking the line of scrimmage. Picks up about 7 on that one.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Kai Mitchell gets it. He's going to run again. He'll have the first down. He's out to the 45, finally brought down about the 47. Now, if he's going to run it a lot tonight, they'll have to pack it in there and see what they can do with him, fellas.
Well, Dawson Reed is the anchor on that side of the line for the North Hall defense. He's a pretty good guy to have in there. He's about 230, 235 pounds. Tough to run over there. They have to cut back again against the grain.
They have it first down and 10. They're on their own 47-yard line. They've got 5 wideouts, 3 on the near side. They're looking to pass, and he's going to run again, Mitchell is. Mitchell got around one guy. Oh, he got tackled up high, but a good tackle right there at the 46. Number 40, 44 right there. That is Dalton Hulsey with the tackle.
He meant to have somebody, Joe, just going to be, this is my designated guy's going to go after this quarterback.
And somebody fell on top of the pile. I think it was somebody from Mount Zion.
I think it was.
I was going to say, watch that piling on, but it's your own guy.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Friendly fire, we call it.
Yep, second down. Ball still spotted at the 47. Ball's on the near hash mark. 3, 4 wideouts. One guy in a slot, that's Mikhail Walker. Spark plug guy. He goes out kind of in a short position to try. Oh, they got by one. Mikhail got around one guy, and then number 60, Robbie Lee, falls on him. The ball came out, but I think that's going to be the ground caused it. It did.
Yeah, it did. And he just dove to the ground.
Yeah. And that was kind of weird there. He went to the ground instead of keep running there.
Right? Yeah. You know, normally if you're going to be the quarterback and you try to quit, you kind of do that hook slide thing. Mm-hmm. He just dove forward.
I think he really could have got some more yardage
right
there.
He's short. I don't understand the. Well, he just barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Right, third down and 10. Mitchell in the backfield with one guy beside him. That's going to be, looks like Yancey on his right side. No, that's going to be the big man Walker. They're throwing in the middle. Oh, incomplete. He threw a BB down there, Harper. The intended receiver down there, I think, was that number two? Number eight?
Jalen Moses.
Jalen Moses, and he threw it out there, and Jalen had to dive back towards it. It bounced off his chest and hit the ground.
Almost like Jalen's cleats got stuck in the turf where he couldn't jump or leap, and the ball kind of hit him in the chest as he was diving for it. Didn't need to. But regardless, it brings up a 4th and 10 situation.
4th and 10, and
they did have an issue earlier. The snap is slow, and it's kind of like a frozen banana shape. It goes up and it kind of bends down there. So looks like North Hall's going to try to block him one.
Baban will be the kicker again. He gets the snap. He gets it off this time. A little pressure again. A better punt. And Lindley's going to come up and field it, and Lindley gets tackled immediately. Good job by the gunner on that side, number two, to get down there and knock him down.
Somebody ran into the punter way after the fact.
And they're going to have the penalty on him, right?
No.
I see yellow out there. The white hat threw it way after everything was over. And so now they will have the discussion and figure it out.
Well, I think because they've already punted the ball and the transition took place, that North Hall will get to keep the ball, but they're going to have a 15-yard penalty from where the play ended.
Good point, Harper.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about a 25-yard punt.
Yeah, it kicked it from the
47.
Further back.
Well, 47 is the line of scrimmage, is all I'm saying.
And okay. Yeah, from 47 down to about the 30 or 29-yard line, they'll back it up from there. Be first down Trojans. They'll keep the ball. So luckily that running into happened way after the fact.
Yeah, like days.
I like days. A calendar, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
And we're into the last 33 seconds of the first period, so we're about to swap sides of the field yet again.
Eli Ham, Levi Truelove, Henry Weaver ball, the 14-yard. That's where the ball will be placed at, the 14. Cade Hawthorne, Wake Porter, the line for North Hall. McCloskey out to the far side wide. Cole in and on the hash mark on the near side. Dawson Gray out at the numbers on the near side. One running back. That is Justin Allen, Sleeman, your quarterback. Now the white hat went over to explain to the coach what they had. They may not have seen that penalty in years down in Mount Zion. So they had to explain it to him. Now he'll get in his position, toot his whistle, they'll be ready to go. Here comes a man on late from Mount Zion.
It's Malachi Robinson.
Yep. Alex takes the ball, looks, throws a complete pass over here to number 8, McGarvey, to the 20, 25. Steps around the guy out to about the 27-yard line, gets the first down.
That was Cable.
Was that Cable?
Yeah. Cole, number one.
Okay. I thought it was 8. All right. Cole Cable catches his first pass of the night. Gets a first down to the 28.
A little
20
slow getting up, too.
Eight.
Right knee, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A little slow for Cole.
He had that upper leg sprain a couple of games ago, remember?
First down for the Trojans. Ball's marked on the 28-yard line. 15, 14, 13 running here in the quarter. Cable in motion. Alex takes it. Alex, and they got a flag on the play. I don't know. Got offsides on Mount Zion. It'll give them 5 more yards and might give them 9 seconds. First down now and 5 for the Trojans. With a 5-yard penalty, ball will be out to the 32-yard line. Ball's on the near hash mark with 9 seconds remaining in the first. North Hall up by 3 scores, 21-0.
Well, not a good sign when you have at least 5 penalties here in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
North Hall has 3. Trying to
3-2-1. That'll be the end of your first quarter right there. Trojans lead it 21-0.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business? or simply have questions about the market, the team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow, Long Street Cafe, you...
Put the home in cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
We start the second quarter here in the first round of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs in North Hall.
Start the second quarter. North Hall will be going right to left from the Old Field House towards the Bob here in the second quarter. North Hall will have it his first down in about five after the penalty. Ball is at the 32-yard line. North Hall with one, two, three, four wideouts. Schliemann back making sure everybody's there. And Parker Carlton is your sole running back. Plenty of time on the play clock. Schliemann looks over, gets his play. From the offensive coordinator, down under 10 now, 9, 8. Alex will clap his hands and get the football. There it is. Alex back, got protection, rolls out to the near side. Rolls, got a holding, going to come back. Ball is right there. Parker Carlton going to be incomplete, but got a flag behind him right there, Gary. I think it's going to be holding.
I think you're right, and I think Parker started running before he had the ball, too.
Mm-hmm. And, Harvey, can't you tell? I think North Hall could hit a big play at any time, but according to Coach Pender, they won't just grind it out and be consistent.
Well, a lot of times you're going to set up a big play over the top by throwing a lot of shorter passes and then try to deceive the cornerbacks and the safeties. Well, they're going to throw it short again. Oops, you get one like when
Dawson caught that touchdown.
When Dawson gets that Dawson Gray with that 13-yard touchdown, but I'm sorry, 23-yard touchdown. There was nobody around. Somebody took the wrong guy and. Those are just some of the breaks that you get occasionally, but you don't want to see that if I'm a playoff coach from my team. You know, you got to get that corrected right away. Yeah. That penalty will take the ball back to the, 22-yard line, right, Gary?
Yeah, first and 15, and North Hall has been kind of clicking, so you don't want these silly momentum interrupting penalties.
Well, and it slows them down. You notice right there, North Hall's kind of looking around saying, oh, we're ready to go, and the umpire stands on the football.
Yeah.
And then, boom, finally we can go. Alex with three wideouts, one on the far, four wideouts, two on the far side, two on the near, one running back, and that's Carlton again. Alex with the football. Alex looks, going to throw it to the near side to Parker Carlton. Same play again across the 27 and knocked down right there at the 27-yard line, so he got back to what was the original line of scrimmage.
I think he hurt his knee on that one, Gary.
Well, he drove him down into the ground.
He's got a brace on his right knee anyways, and yeah. Boy, he hit that hard when you lose your balance on certain occasions, you can kind of slide with your legs straight. His knee went down directly into the turf.
Yeah, and he had two people on him, Arthur Holt, and there was a 34, but I don't have a 34 on my roster.
Tumbling in the game, he throws a short one again over here. McCloskey caught it at the 35, out to about the 36. Going to be short of the first down, it'll be third and one, though. Jack with a nice reception right there. Caught it, made sure he secured it, brought it in, turned and had the defender right
there. That was a good catch, I mean, with two hands and everything. And then he kind of wanted to go back to the inside. He was right there against the sideline. If he just went forward, he would have got the first down. Instead, he's about 4 feet short.
Mm-hmm.
So third and a yard and a half.
Don't feel bad, Gary. I don't have a 34 either. So
okay. Glad it's not just me.
No, nope.
I just changed it to another number, and I'm just calling him. What was it, 36? You look close enough to 36.
Well, help me get this week. Nobody's going to know the difference.
Third and a short two. They give it off. First down by Tumlin. A big run. There he goes down the middle. I think he can outrun the other. Giving up at the 20, the 10, 5. Touchdown and no laundry on the field.
64 yards.
Wyatt Tumbling busted up the middle. I think they're waiting on the pass or something right there again, fellas. And Wyatt, when he got through that first wave, Gary, he was gone.
Oh, yeah, he got it right, and he took it right up the middle. It wasn't really taking it to the side and try to outrun anybody there. He took it right up the middle, outran the linemen, outran the linebackers, outran the secondary, outran everybody. 64 yards and 6 points.
when he looked like he had a bye week to get his legs back, didn't he? Great burst of speed there at the line of scrimmage. And once he got in the secondary, there was nobody who was going to catch him.
What I noticed right there around the 32 fellas, it looked like Mount Zion just kind of gave up, you know, as far as trying to track him down. Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 4-for-4 is 28-0 Trojans with a 10-minute mark left here in the second.
And get ready for a short ball game this evening, folks. North Hall dominating. We're back with a kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at the Brickyard, Walker Vining, fixing the kickoff again. Wyatt tumbling with a 64-yard touchdown run right up the middle. You give North Hall a 4-touchdown lead. Walker ready to kick off. He does, kicks it off basically right down the middle, comes up, drifts over to this side. Receiver fobbled it but caught it, number 21, and he's tackled. Finally, around the 30-yard line, is 21. Was that Derek Simulton? I believe it was. Simulton.
He had the previous one kind of bounce off his shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. It hit the ground. This one, he just bobbled it. Didn't hit the ground. Pretty nice return, though. He caught it about the, 18-yard mm-hmm. line. It gets up to 29.
29, about 11-yard return. And that's where they'll have it. First and 10 for the next attempt for them. You'll have Kai Mitchell. That's their quarterback. We'll have a new running back. Derek Simulton will be the running back this time. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Ball's basically in the middle of the field at the 29. One guy on the far side for Mount Zion. Mitchell takes it. Quick pass on the far side. Trying to get outside and got tripped up and knocked down. That's Jordan Fabian. Caught the ball and gets about 3, maybe 4 yards on the far side. A little short pass that time.
Yeah, Dalton Holsey tracked him down.
Gotcha. You
know, he was alone for about a millisecond mm-hmm. to make the catch, and then North Hall just swarmed him.
Came on there in a hurry. Wyatt Cannon comes in on defense for the Trojans now.
Well, Fabian comes out, kind of twisted his knee a little bit, maybe his ankle, but he's going to be replaced.
Second down, 6 for the Bulldogs. A handoff to Simulton. Simulton trying to get through there, and he gets up to about the 40. He'll have the first down. Looks like he got those 7 yards and got a first down. Number 21, Derek Simulton. Dawson Reed in on the tackle for the Trojans. Be first down and 10 with 9:23 left here in the second quarter for Mount Zion Bulldogs.
Joe Scorpion, Flying Branch is down. Ware County 16, Flying Branch 10 in the second quarter.
Mitchell takes it, hands off again, goes on the far side to Mitchell or to Simulton again. Simulton stacked up with no gain right there as the big green jersey just made the stop and pushed him back.
Boy, they did. You're right, Joe. They just stacked him up, stood him up, and then stacked him up.
The second down and 10 now, 8:49 left in the quarter. Noah Kemp now in the game for the Trojans at a cornerback position. Walker Davis looks over coach and said, what are we in, coach? What are we in? If I was a defensive right here, coach, right here, I would say tackle.
Yeah.
Tackle.
Yeah, go find the ball.
Go find the ball.
See ball, get ball.
Yeah, the guy with the ball, hit him.
Yep. Mitchell back to pass. Looking, throwing it long right over the top. He's got a receiver. He caught it. Holy moly. Long touchdown pass. Jaden Smith outrun his man and got the touchdown.
And you heard Coach Pender in our pregame show talk about the very thing. Did not want these receivers to get past the defensive backs at North Hall.
And he got about a step beyond Connor Harwood and was able to catch it. They caught it down here around his waist there, Harper, but he was able to track it and run it on into the end zone, a 60-yard touchdown pass for Mount Zion.
Showed some speed, didn't he?
Yes, he did. After he caught it, too. So,
and that's where I don't mind if you go ahead and commit a interference play.
Yep. 15-yard penalty right there instead of a touchdown. Number 10, Baban Salih, will be kicking. Now we've got a penalty as the...
I think the North Hall player moved first on the defensive line. He kind of bobbed up and down, came off his hands, and then one of the left guard next to the center, he ended up moving as well. They're going to call it offside, so that'll be enforced on the following kick.
Yeah. Kick it from the same spot.
Nope, they're not. They're going to move it up.
They went to the penalty there.
All right. They'll make it shorter for him. Instead of kicking it from the 10, they'll kick it from about the 8. Salih will, the left-footed kicker, backs up 2 and then over 1.5. There's the snap on the ground. Can't hold it, but he gets kickoff, and it is blocked by the Trojans.
I think 17.
28-6, corner of number 17, Walker Davis with the block.
Salih didn't need to move. They should have declined the penalty because that's what you normally do. He was too close, and when you don't block a guy, pretty easy for him to get through, and it cost him a point.
28-6, North Hall with the lead.
And back of the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back here to Brickyard, Parker Carlton caught it, and the ball will be placed at 30. He caught it to bounce down there to him, and caught it around the 25 and got back out to the 37. And that's where North Hall will start his possession with 8:10 left in the second quarter. They're up by 3 scores, 28-6. 4 wideouts for the Trojans, 1 running back. That's Carlton on the left-hand side of his quarterback, Alex Sleeman. Klosky, the wide out on this side. I'm going to throw a sidearm pass to Cable over there. Cable gets about one guy. The 40, 45, 40, 35 trying to get away. Big Kate Hawthorne trying to get a block down there and get us all the way down to the 29-yard line of Mount Zion. A 34-yard pitch and catch by the Trojans. Good job that time by the receiver as he came inside and got away from the guy, Gary, and was able to spread up the numbers on the far side.
Yeah, and the Trojans do a really good job of working the sidelines, don't they? They tightrope it down there and very seldom step out.
Carlton back there with his quarterback, Sleeman. 7:55 in the quarter. 4 wideouts again. Ball's on the far hash mark. One guy in motion. That's Lindleaf. Got one man coming. I'm going to dump it right over the top. Carlton caught it. Gets away from one guy, the 25, and knocked out of bounds around the 25-yard line. They'll stop it right there. He gets about 4 yards. It'll be 2nd down and 6 for the Trojans.
Yeah, Carlton had to adjust on that one. That one had a little bit of wobble coming to it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody got a finger on it at the
line. Well, the guy was coming on him really hard. He just kind of flipped it up.
He had to get rid of the ball. The blitz was coming from the outside, and a good read. He had a little bit of air underneath it, but the timing was just right. Not the biggest pickup, but you know what? It makes the defensive coordinator for Mount Zion question whether or not he's going to bring people over the next several plays here on this drive.
But think about it. Alex handles that pressure so well.
There goes Carlton, having the handoff, and he spins and gets up through across the 20 to about the between the 14 and 15, it'll be a first down for the Trojans. Parker Carlton with another first down.
And whoever number 34 is makes another tackle.
And Joe, you'll notice run, pass the Trojans.
Yep. Splitting it up. Back and forth, back and forth. First down and 10. Ball's at the 14-yard line. Trojans gives it to Carlton. Carlton, one man tries to grab him, and Carlton pulls number 14, Javante Barnes, about 3 yards. So give him four. Second down and 7.
Yeah, it was a good job to pull Barnes, who's listed at 5'8", 210. He's kind of like an anchor.
And then you got Justin Allen, who's going to now come in to play tailback for Parker. And he was in on that previous play in between the guard and the tackle on the left-hand side, kind of like a tight end, just an extra guy if anyone comes off the edge. He's got
four
the body type to do that.
Sleeman back to pass. Now he's going to run. McCraw got a flag back behind him. He gets down to the 5.
Another hold.
Yep, going to be another hold because the referee threw it behind everything as Alex took off. So it's going to be a holding. And it'll come back and wind up being second down and 12 after the penalty on the Trojans.
Exactly what it is.
Updating a couple of scores that may or may not matter to us. But looking at it, you got Oglethorpe County's winning 7-3 right now. Lincoln County's up 14-0.
On who, though?
Excuse me.
10 much like the who against who? 14-0 Lincoln County.
I'll go back and look as I scroll through my phone.
Well, the penalty brings them back to the 20. I thought they started at the 11-yard line, so it's a 9-yard penalty. And the 6th unofficially here for the Trojans. So even though they've had a week off to consider a few things, both teams have definitely had a lot of laundry thrown in their favor.
Second down, about 17 to go now. 6:17. Pitch it out here to Tumlin. Tumlin going to try and go. That's Allen, excuse me. Allen got across the 20, another flag back at the 19-yard line.
Actually, that was Jacob Adams that time.
Jacob, 20, okay.
22 carrying the ball.
And
Adams at 5'7", 138 pounds. I tell
you, like those little guys, don't you?
I do. I have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Umpire and the white hat talking about it and seeing what there's going to be going against North Hall. And it will be another hold on the Trojans. And it will bring them back. More yardage now from the last spot. And they're going to have to remark it, I'm guessing.
North Hall's offense has been so prolific that they've been able to overcome a lot of these picky, sticky penalties. But as they go deeper into the playoffs, they're going to have to clean that up.
Yep.
Update the scoreboard. Jackson County looking for a big playoff win. They're leading Glenn Academy 29-0. Statesboro on top of Habersham Central, 15-7.
Oglethorpe County 7, Elbert County 3. At Elbert County.
Isn't there a college game or two tonight?
Yes.
Probably.
There's two. They end up running the penalty yards against Mount Zion. The ball's now at the 16-yard line.
Okay. Maybe the holding went against Mount Zion instead. Who knows? Third down in about 12. One guy in motion, Sleeman, going to fling it over the top. Gray. Down to the 10. Can't get away from that other guy. Number that makes the tackle down inside the 10. That was number 20, Larry Harris, made the tackle. Gets down. We're going to spot it at the 9.
Mount Zion's got some little guys making big plays, too. Mm-hmm. Harris listed at 5'7", 150. And Gray is, what, 230 or something like that?
Yep. Fourth down and about 5, maybe 6 from where it's spotted at.
They're going to let Walker kick it, I think.
Okay. Walker's going to attempt an extra point. Marks it at the 9, so it'll be a 19-yarder. He's kicking it from the 17.
He'll kick it
17.
From the 16.
16?
Yeah, 26 yards.
Kick is up, and it looks good, and it is. A field goal is good. Makes it 31-6. North Hall with 5:12 in the second quarter.
And back of Warren, 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Walker Vining to kick it off. Long, deep kick this time inside the 10, down about the 7. He had to catch it over his shoulder. Brings it outside to the 20. The 23 finally brought down. Number 21 on the run, Simulton again, and brought down there that time.
Drew Cronin.
Drew Cronin got him,
yep,
kickoff team.
5'11", 160 man on the kick coverage team. And what he did, Josie, caught him from behind, just kind of raked his hands down his back, and the return man just lost his footing. An interesting way to make a tackle, but it affected.
As long as it works, as long as they get him down, right?
Yep.
Kai Mitchell will bring him out. 5:04 and a quarter.
I remember during a judo class one time, I took a guy down with a wrestling move, and the judo instructor said, "Can't do that." I said, "I got him down, didn't I, coach?"
First down at 10, ball's placed at the 23-yard line. Three wideouts for Mount Zion, and now we've got a timeout called by Mount Zion.
Let's pause 3 seconds this time, Nathan. We're back with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Back here at the Brickyard, 5:03. Left here in the second quarter. Mount Zion with the football after the timeout. First down at their own 23-yard line. North Hall leads it 31-6. Mount Zion will have the same setup, three wideouts with the running back. Kai Mitchell, the quarterback. Ball's on the near hash mark. Mount Zion, white tops, black pants, bulldog colors, red numbers. And get the handoff on the far side. Simulton trying to get through somebody. He doesn't. He spins in there, but the defensive guy just spun him around. And that's going to be Dawson Reed. Knocks him down. Might have got, what, two out of it up to the 25.
Yeah, Reed is, as I said before, he is a big man to run against, 6'2", 235, senior.
Dawson has played all 4 years, if I'm correct on that. Michael, I think he's a four-year letterman for the Trojans. Second down, about 8 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Now Zion back to pass. Mitchell throws it long again. They're trying to beat the guy. Oh, he caught it again. They have to Bulldog tackle him down here. Jalen Moses tackle that time. By number 14, Wade Haynes.
Well, they just can't let him get behind the
flag. Flag in the backfield back there.
Maybe roughing.
I don't know. It's going to be on North Hall, according to the Mount Zion offensive line. 44-yard pitch and catch. And it got behind him by about a step and a half again that time and got the first down.
That ball was underthrown, or else he might have scored on that one. Mm-hmm. He had to come back for
had
it.
Had to slow down a little bit, didn't he?
Jalen Moses.
And to gear it down a step.
So they're sure finding their way.
Mm-hmm.
About every other series, they're going to go deep.
So face mask is what they're going to call on the Trojans. And it will add 15 onto it. It'll bring it down to the 30. He's still walking. Down inside the, Lord goodness, down inside the, that's like a 45-yard penalty there, Blue. What are you doing? All right, the reception was down inside the 30, and the penalty will tack on another 15.
That's right, Joe.
Down inside to the 16 yep. yard line is where it'll be marked at.
Well,
wow.
North Hall now guilty of playing kind of sloppy, too many penalties.
Mitchell going to throw the far side. He's got a man caught it over there. His leg has got cut out from under him at the 9. Good tackle right there. It's going to be Fabian with the catch again. And the tackle on the far side, was that Lindley for Turner in there, young man? That's number 5. That's going to be Harwood. Yeah, Connor Harwood.
Well, Fabian was wide open. I mean, there was no pressure at all. Just ran a 7-8 yard out route. Gets the ball. Good tackle. Picks up just right around 8.
And that's the point. Harvey got some pressure on his quarterback.
Second down, 2 yards to go. Ball is on about the 8-yard line. Kai Mitchell going to take it himself inside the 5. The 4 jumps a guy. Did he make it? Touchdown. Wow. That was really quick by Mount Zion there, Gary.
Well, it doesn't take long to score when you can bite it off in 30, 40-yard chunks.
That's right. And it looks like they're going to maybe go try and go for 2 right here, Harper.
Make up that PAT they missed.
Yep. Try to cut it to a 17-point lead.
Well, that's Mitchell's part of a second touchdown of the night. He's got one pass and now one rushing.
So they've got all 5 eligible receivers in the backfield next to the quarterback. And at the snap of the ball.
And the quarterback is down, almost squatting down there, guys. Now they'll move everybody around. North Hall's defense has to move. Mitchell takes it, run off to the right side. They're going to tackle him in the backfield. Buddy Clark leads in on the tackle, him and Dawson Reed. It's no good. 31-12 is your score.
We'll get much more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at the Brickyard, 335. That was kicked right in the middle. They tried to do an onside kick again. I mean, the kicker may not can kick it that well, but number 2, Noah Kemp, caught it right there at the 44-yard line and fell down with it right there. Smart move by Noah. Just jumped up, caught it, and fell down all in one motion. It'll be first down for the Trojans from right there.
Yeah, and when you gamble like that and you give somebody with all the offense the Trojans have a short field, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Joe, I wondered if North Hall might try to say, okay, well, you did that. See if we do one better and maybe go deep with somebody.
Well, you might see that, Mike. Exactly. Good point that they might try to. They haven't tried it other than the one wide open. That wasn't really deep.
Well, Cole Cable has the ability to get deep as good as anybody here on this field.
McGarvey in motion to the near side. Sleeman looks and going to throw it short to McGarvey. McGarvey caught it to the 50 and run out of bounds. So he's going to get about 6 yards. Well, actually going to give him about 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3 across midfield to the 49. That little crossing route's been effective for North Hall, Gary.
Yeah.
Getting it to either McGarvey or Cole tonight.
And McGarvey went down below his waist that time and just scooped up the ball for the completion.
If the cornerbacks have man-to-man and you run them off with your wide receivers, you got a chance to have that wide open space there from the top of the numbers at the sidelines.
Raven County on top of Dodge County, 28-14.
Oh, goodness gracious, he's down.
And that went to quarterback. Sorry, I was looking at my phone. And
Avery Robertson.
Came in
number 36 and 34. He wears them both. Has his first sack. Schliemann gets the ball, looking to his right, and just basically got caught in between his right guard, right tackle, and ends up taking the first sack of the night. Now it's third, and they're still within the sticks, but it's a long 9 yards to go.
Third and 9 with 3 minutes exactly. Schliemann with the football. Looks, throws it to the far side. Complete to Cole Cable. Got the first down. Got about 10 yards and got it down to the 45. It should be a first down for the Trojans right there.
I thought he went out to 44 easily, but now, they'll mark him at almost the 46. So he gets it, but not by much.
And Alex Schliemann just shows his arm strength. He just kind of reared back and flicked that thing down there to him.
Yep.
On the run.
You just heard Jody Kennedy, our PA announcer, announce that record there, I believe.
Cole Cable? Yep, we'll get it for you at halftime. He needed 32 yards to become the first player in school history with 2,000, and he probably just got it on that reception. Schliemann back to pass, gets it out to Carlton. Carlton to the 35, the 30, cuts inside the 25, down to the 23.
Jaquan Ridley drags him down. That prevented the touchdown. He had to elevate to catch that ball, too,
yes,
guys.
Yes, he did. 22-yard pitch and catch right there for the Trojans. And it will be a timeout on the field by North Hall, I'm guessing, right there. No, it's going to be a – yep, going to be timeout.
Let's keep right here, Joe.
It's going to be time. Oh, it's going to be timeout.
Mount Zion.
That's their last one, I think.
You're right. You're right, it is their last.
I think it was an interruption of the momentum timeout.
Might have been. Coming down the field pretty handily right there, if you will.
Well, at that time, we'll recap the first half of play here for North Hall. Also talking about another state championship this past week for North Hall, with the girls repeating as Class AAA state cross-country champions.
And only one senior on that team, Coach Borg tells me.
Correct.
Yep.
In fact, I got Sam Borg right here right now. Coach, another state championship for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. And we hadn't won one. You know, last year, our girls state championship in school history.
Yep.
And now we got back-to-back. So we're so happy, and the to go win another one next year.
Hey, what you got coming back? You got a shot at it?
Yeah, we have one great senior that is graduating, but we have our top three runners coming back. We're mostly freshmen and sophomores. So
wow.
The girls are right. Let's go try to win three in a row next year.
I hear you. You got that three-peat. Got the hat. Sam Borg, guys.
First down and 10 for the Trojans. Ball's on the 23-yard line of Mount Zion. 2:42 in the quarter. One set back as Carlton. He takes it. Goes up the middle. 25. 20, 10, down to the 20, down to about the 7, 8-yard line.
All right. Ridley tripped him and he fell forward.
Parker Carlton took it off behind his tackle right there. And guard Eli Ham, Wake Porter on the near side.
Boy, he hit that hard, didn't he? Full
yes, he
speed
did.
Ahead, and nobody touched him until he got into the secondary. He got tripped up really by his own guy and gets it to the 7-yard line.
It was great hearing there from Sam Borg. Go back on YouTube or even on our website, listen to the interview I had with him back last Saturday morning.
Schliemann wide open. Jack McCluskey for the touchdown. Schliemann just rolled out to his right that time, waited on McCluskey to cut across. He lingered in the back of the end zone about 8 yards deep, and boom, caught him wide open.
Well, he mentioned you might see Jack more tonight with the injury to Cole Cable.
And Ty Kemp being out, exactly right, Mike. And he was able to caught that one. It's 37-12, trying to make it 38-12.
And by the way, Joe, Ty Kemp is not expected until at least the third round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Walker Vining with the hold from Smith McGarvey is up, and it is good. 38-12 with 2:16.
We're back in more than 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Back here to Rickyard, Jaquan Ridley caught it around the 15, brought it back out to about the 29. Had three guys come in there, and finally I think White tumbling in on the tackle maybe to bring him down. It'll be first and 10 with 2:07 left here in the first half.
I don't see much pressure on this quarterback now. probably their last possession in the first half.
I was just saying during the timeout there, North Hall would like to hold them right here as they get the ball now and at the beginning of the second half. They would not like to give them points here and them points when they came back, I don't believe. They got three wideouts. Kyler going to run reverse to the far side. Number eight, Jalen Moses, still running on the far side. Finally got flung out of bounds.
Another
face mask come in there to the 40-yard line. It'll push them down across midfield. I tell you what, they're slippery and hard to catch, and they're tackling them up high, Harper, and that's causing the face mask.
Yeah, their speed is really a challenge. And they're running that one was a reversed to the opposite side. Your quarterback runs to the right and kind of pitches it to the wide receiver that's going across his body to the left. And where was that, about the 40, 41-yard line?
Right,
so it already gained at least 10 yards, and then you add the 15 on top of that. So what's that, the eighth or ninth penalty now for North Hall here in the first half?
A personal foul. It's going to be a face mask on the Trojans. The ball was going to be at the 40, like Harper said, and they would have had the first down after about a 12-yard gain, but they had 15 to it. Now it's the 45 of North Hall with just under 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. See if they can hold them here. Four Mount Zion. Ball's on the far hash mark. They're going to keep it this time. Kai Mitchell is. He gets between. Oh, he gets a ring. He's down to the 30. Down to the 25, to the 20, 15, tiptoes down the sideline. No, he's out at the 9. He stepped out of bounds, thankfully, if you're a Trojan fan, at the 9-yard line.
He better be a Trojan fan, too, when he does that.
Wow.
Yeah, Mitchell's kind of their offense, isn't he?
Has been so far. He got away, and when he saw it, he just took off that far sideline.
Well, you can't hear the speed.
Yeah.
Unbelievable speed.
And speed can
kill.
Exactly.
There is no substitute for speed. That's Vince Lombardi's line.
And you can't coach it.
First down inside the 10, Gary, about the 9.5.
Well, you can coach somebody who's got it, but you can't just all of a sudden bestow speed on somebody. You're born with that.
One setback, one wide out on the far side. It's going to be a flag before everything. And we're going to have a timeout call. No, it's going to be a delay of game. Wow, okay.
Well, that's
I thought two or three of their guys ended up moving on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Center failed to let go of the ball.
That backs them up to the 14.
Instead, delay game still moves it back to the 14.
1:37 left in the quarter. 38-12, Trojans in the lead. Kind of hurting ourselves with these penalties, though, Harper.
There's been quite a few.
Both teams are.
First down, Mitchell takes it, hands off to his running back, cuts inside. He's tackled right there and met by three or four more Trojans. Number 43 for the Trojans, Daniel Guevara, comes in and makes the tackle around the 11.
I think they were trying to do some variation of the tush push down.
North Hall is going to
call timeout.
Yep, timeout, North Hall with 1:23.
Let's take a 30-second timeout. Nathan Backamore here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
My headphones went dead.
Back here at the Brickyard, 1:23 in the quarter. Here in the first half, 38-12 is your score. North Hall leads it. A timeout called by North Hall, Mount Zion, with a second down and goal at the 11.
Well, Pender called timeout, but I think he's got his defensive guys out there talking to him.
Yep.
He just sort of put his hands on his hips and walked away from that huddle.
Yeah, he wants the defense to step up right here and hold them, I would believe. I think that would be.
Well, they gave up 3 yards on that last little push.
Second down. Ball's at the 11. Second down and goal now is what you're looking at. Kai Mitchell, your quarterback. One running back. Two guys kind of line up back-to-back over here, one in front of the other over here in the slot. Mitchell looking to throw. He's got him out on the far side. Incomplete. And he runs into the short side fence. Jalen Moses, the intended receiver over there. Connor Harwood the defender on the far side just threw it out of his reach. Might have been out of bounds anyway because he's awful close to the white boundary on the far side.
A little bit of a mix-up there if you ask me, because I think Kai Mitchell wanted to let go of the ball, but Moses wanted to get in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So a normal pass from the 11-yard line, you break it at about the 1. He ended up doing it about 2 or 3 yards in the end zone. And that little bit of a hiccup, if you will, ends up being an incomplete pass.
Well, now you got third down.
Third down and goal, 1:18 in the quarter. Two wideouts, two guys in kind of a backup tight end, throwing it right in the middle. He caught it. Complete touchdown.
A diving catch.
Yep.
He dove for that ball, caught it, rolled over, and kept it.
Jalen Moses with the catch right there. And...
another flag?
I don't know. Yep,
yes,
got a
sir,
flag
the
right
15?
There at the 15.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. The umpire talking to the white hat. Let's see what we've got called here.
Boy, if this goes against the Bulldogs, they just wasted a fabulous catch.
It'll be a holding, yep.
Oh,
holding on the Bulldogs. It'll back them up from the 11.
Up.
Wow. How about that?
Wow. How many penalties are they going to call in this game? Goodness gracious.
We've had well over 20 so far. Well, well over 15 in the two teams. Backed it up 10 yards to the 21. It'll be third and goal at the 21 with 1:10 left here in the first half. First half taking a lot longer than it should have, gentlemen, in my humble opinion.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I'll have to concur with you there, Mr. Gailey.
Unofficially 18 penalties here in the first half.
18. 38-12 Trojans. You got 4 wideouts now for Kai Mitchell and the Bulldogs. One back on his left. Mitchell back to pass. Looking. Spritz him out to the far side. He's got to run it. 15, 10, 5. He's going to go down at the 3.
Well, you know, they were so concerned about the deep pass.
Flag.
They forgot
over,
about that guy.
Flag over at the 18, Gary.
Yep. Well, I'd bring him back, too. Otherwise, wow. It's going to be, well, it'll be fourth down, but it'll be fourth down and goal from the 3.
Yep.
No, you take that one.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, again, that's that undisciplined character.
It on North Hall. The reaction from the Mount Zion players are definitely could be from the spot at the 3, so half the distance.
Well, how about that?
Let's see the call.
Whitehead is emphasizing to the man up here in the stands it's going to be a
defensive holding.
Defensive holding. Kind of went with his hand in forward. I don't know if it was a push in the back or.
From the 18?
But they're going to take the play, is what they're doing. And now, are they going to penalize it at the 2? They are.
Yeah, they are.
I heard Jody say block in the back.
Yeah. I thought that hand came down there low like a block in the back sign.
Well, in any event, it's going to be.
It's going to be.
Just outside of the 1?
Yep. Just outside the 1. They're saying third down. Third and 1. Third and goal at the 1. 4 wideouts, 1 back. Simulton next to his quarterback on the left.
Mikhail Walker, a big man.
Big man takes it in. That's Walker, 0, got the touchdown. From the 1 with 43 seconds left, makes it 38-18 now.
So see, they try to kick this one. They had the first one blocked, and they had a 2-point PAT stopped.
See who's going back in.
And all this quarter.
Yep. All 18 in this quarter. You're right, Michael.
No, it looks like they're going to go for 2 again.
Yep, they're a little confused, it looks like. But
well, he's still waiting for a play on the sideline. Arthur Holt, number 9, is getting the play from his coach.
Yep.
He's going to come in the ball game.
Mikhail Walker, just for the record, is 230 pounds. So, yeah, I'd give it to him, too, with 1 to go.
He's one of those fire hydrants. He's short and stubby, isn't he?
5'7", 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
All right, they go with the spread here.
Tight from the 3. Got a new guy back there. Moses is the quarterback, I think. Looking to throw. Throws it right. Bullet right over the middle in there. Did he catch it?
Caught it, yep. Moses.
And, yeah, he caught it right there. So, that's 38-20 now. Is your score. North Hall with the lead.
And we're back in 1 minute with kickoff again on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business? or simply have questions about the market, the team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Back here at the Brickyard, 43 seconds left. And Mount Zion gets a touchdown and a two-point conversion, 38-20. Short kickoff comes down about the 24 and brought out to about the 30. Number 13's all excited for them right there. Ethan Groves made the tackle on Cole Linleaf.
Oh, you've given them hope now.
Yeah. They've got 38-19, but we've all saw that was a two-point conversion. It should be 38-20. Your score. Ball's at the 30, first and 10 for the Trojans.
It's still a three-possession lead for the Trojans.
Yes, it is. You got one, two, three wideouts on the near, one on the far. Dawson Gray, the far side.
Justin Allen comes out. Yep. Parker Carlton comes in for him, probably a better blocker in case they decide to blitz.
Got McGarvey, Cole Cable, McCloskey. McCloskey catches it underneath at the 35, the 40, across midfield to the 49.
They've got two timeouts. They're probably going to burn one of them right now.
Let's see. They get it down to the 46-yard line. It's where they'll spot it. They're going to go in a hurry. 29. They get it as soon as they mark it. They're waiting and waiting and waiting because the chain crew is really slow.
Again, they're officials on the change.
I know. That's why I emphasize really slow, because our regular change crew gets after it. Complete pass on the far side down to the 35-yard line, excuse me. It'll be first down. They'll stop the clock to move the chains and start it. 19 seconds. Timeout, North Hall.
Yep.
Again, let's keep it right here. You would think they might go ahead and try to get up the line and maybe clock it.
Well, they've got one timeout left now, Mike, so they've got a chance for, what, two, maybe three plays here, Harper?
Oh, they may get four, depending on whether you call a timeout right there. Mm-hmm. You take 4 seconds per play.
Yep.
And you get out of bounds.
Do you try
that
to go
first
home
play,
run ball
you, that prevent defense was just basically wide open. You give Alex Schluman time to look the field over, and he does a great job of finding McCloskey for that gigantic pickup. What, 20, 35 yards down the field really puts you in position. Okay, even if it's not a touchdown, we can get three. We're real close.
Mm-hmm. North Hall got it first down to 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. Vance still talking it over on the sideline here. 19 seconds left here in the first half. North Hall with 38 first-half points would like to bring it up to 45.
Well, I like this formation. They're on the right hash, and you got McGarvey, Cole Cable, and McCloskey here with plenty of room between them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see which one runs the short route and which one kind of goes over the top and maybe you hit him in the end zone.
Cable deep.
Dawson Gray on the far side. He's looking at Gray. Now he rolls back to this side. He's got a block. He's got to throw it. He throws it short and threw it incomplete. He threw it behind his receiver. He was going short right there trying to get it to Parker Carlton as a guy scrambled out and had one big man chasing him over here on the near side. That was Daryl Martin.
Well, Dawson Gray, the tight end, was over on the right-hand side all by himself, and that's where Schluman wanted to go with the ball. He
yeah.
wanted to go and figure that they would put a lot of pressure on that three-receiver set.
Cable was running into the end zone on the left side, guys.
Yeah. Down to 15 on the play clock. Still over here getting the play. Alex runs out. You got Cable. We're going to go to the far side this time.
Please forgive me. I'm not trying to correct you, but it's 13, not 15. They took 2 seconds off the clock there.
13. Back. Schliemann looking. Going to throw it long. Over the top. Incomplete. Threw it about 2 yards over the top. We got a flag coming
really
in.
Really late flag.
From the back judge way back there, and I don't know what he saw, but he threw a flag way after everything was done.
Yeah, and now Mount Zion is jumping up and down a little bit saying, whoa, are you going to call pass interference on that?
Yeah, they are. They bumped.
Yeah.
They bumped into each other.
So add 15 to the play.
But it didn't interfere with Cole's stride, you know, his route that he was running. I'd certainly be arguing if I were their coach, saying, wait a second, that incidental contact is not a penalty.
No, backing it up here, it looks like it's going to go from the spot. So it'll be 15 from the spot, from the 40 or 35, excuse me. It's going to go down to the 20-yard line.
Good. That might be in Walker's range.
Yep.
7 seconds and a timeout. So you should be able to at least run two plays here. One of them, if it's an incompletion, you can run another. But if it isn't completion, you got time to get it, get your field goal unit on by calling the time.
You got 1, 2, 3 wideouts. Gray's kind of offset from the tight end position. He's going to be back there in the block. So is Carlton looking to pass. Throwing it over the top. Who caught? No,
man,
he got hit. Smith McGarvey got hit as he tried to catch it at the apex. Good defense right there by Mount Zion.
Jordan Fabian went up with him. Fabian with a great defensive play there. Now that they're going to say that the clock has run out, but
yep.
North Hall said, no, we got 1 second.
And Mount Zion's running off the field. And if the referees come back and say there was a second left, then they're going to have to bring Mount Zion back out. So let's see what they got right here. Well,
Zion wisely, from a coaching perspective,
That's your halftime right there.
Bender is furious.
Yep. He is all over the white hat and the other officials, saying there was 1 second left. And North Hall will go into halftime 38-20 with the lead.
You're going to be able to catch him. I think he's going on off.
Yeah, I think he's gone, Gary.
Yeah.
So we got much more coming up next on the United Community Halftime Report here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their valuable support of high school athletics and activities. Alpha Insurance, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Gatorade, Wilson, BSN Sports, Atlanta Hawks, Mizuno, Atlanta Braves, Subway, Sport Medicine South, Atlanta Track Club, NFHS Network, Regents Bank, Max Preps, GoFan, and Georgia Public Broadcasting.